Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, Golden State has a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter, 96-89. The Mavs go on a 24-5 run to lead by 10, and that was that. Golden State just did not did a very good job coming down the stretch. You got the foul problems. The fouls ended up 24-17 favoring Dallas. Golden State could not stop dribble penetration tonight. And I can't tell you how many times the Mavs were able to get from the top of the key or half court and get it all the way to the rim. They finished with 56 points in the paint. And I don't have time to look it up now, but I will before the game in Minneapolis to find out how many layups that the Mavs were able to get done tonight against Golden State's defense. And they just didn't get great performances from a lot of guys tonight. Even Curry, 38 points. But when he was on the floor, the Warriors were outscored by 24. Draymond was a minus 15. Gary Payton in 17 minutes, a minus 32. So it really was a tough night. Jonathan Kuminga was a plus 18, and De'Anthony Melton was a plus 22, and they were both off the bench tonight. But the Warriors gave up too many easy buckets. They didn't shoot the ball all that well from 3, 32%. They were 15-46. The Mavs are the best team in the league at defending the 3. And the shot selection for Golden State almost dead even, 52s, 46 threes, and they end up losing this game in a big way in the fourth quarter, outscored 39-26 after outscoring the Mavs 39-29 in the third. There were chances to win this game, chance to put it away, and another great performance by Stephen Curry, but in a loss. Yes, he was a minus 24, but he had 38 points, 14 of 27 field, 8 of 15 beyond the arc. But for the Mavs, there were players who could take the ball to the rim the Warriors just could not contain. So Marshall with 30, 21 for Max Christie. Marshall, by the way, 10 of 12 from the floor. Christie was 7 of 16. Cooper Flagg had 21, 8 of 18 shooting. They did force him into 4 turnovers on the night. Mavs had 22 turnovers, and anytime you can win a game turning the ball over 22 times, that's going to be a good win for Dallas, who goes to 19-26. The Warriors drop back to 4 games above 500 at 25-21 and continue to look for answers without Jimmy Butler in Minneapolis. Warriors shooting 44.8 from the field. Dallas shot 50%, 43 of 86. They outscored the Warriors 24-5 in second chance points and 27-17 on the fast break. So not a great deal of analysis here to do. The Warriors just did not get it done, I think, on the defensive end, which is another reason why they lost this game, and they cannot afford to have multiple players have off nights right now. Their margin of error is a lot thinner without Jimmy Butler. They don't have that, you know, get to the line eight times guy that Jimmy Butler was, and I think that's the thing they're going to have to overcome. They have to find ways to generate easy buckets, whether it be early offense, transition, whatever it might be. They've got to find a way to do that. And again, stop dribble penetration at the other end. Those are two very important things, I think, for the Warriors to look at. But we'll hear from Steve Kerr. He knows a lot more from me. We'll tell you about that in just a minute.